le interviste di Media Enough.
How many siblings does a family of stars have? About half of them seems to be only child, while the other half are twins. That is binary star systems. But there are also triplets there in the sky, and maybe they are more common than we thought, especially in the so-called ultra-wide binaries, that is star system in which the two members of the pair, or better, of what appears to be a pair, are very distant one from the other. As suggested by a paper published today on Nature by Bo Rayporth and Seppo Mikola, astronomers from, respectively, the University of Hawaii and University of Turku, Finland. Bo Rayporth is right now here with us on the phone. Good morning, Professor Rayporth.
Good morning.
So, it seems that sometimes in stellar binary systems, it takes three to tango, not just the usual pair of two. How is this possible?
Well, it turns out that most probably most stars in the universe are born not as single stars, but in pairs or in multiple, small multiple systems. And this has big effects on their subsequent evolution. When two stars orbit each other, they move in a very well-defined orbit. But as soon as a third or fourth body gets involved, so you have a triple or quadruple system, then the motion becomes completely chaotic. And in such cases, when you have a chaotic motion, then the gravitational pull of the, say, three stars will kick out one of the three bodies into a very distant orbit. And in some cases, the kick can be so strong that the third body completely escapes from the system, leaving behind a tight binary.
If most ultra-wide binaries are actually triplets, as your work suggests, why do we see them as binaries?
Well, these very wide binary systems have been long very difficult to understand how they form, because their separation is often much larger than the cloud cores out of which they are forming. And so what we have been suggesting in our study is that those ultra-wide binary systems are formed as a triple system where one object has been sent far away, not strongly enough that this body can escape, but strong enough that they have a very large separation. The implication of that is that one of the two stars that we see in a very wide binary system should be a binary star.
A
binary system. And when we look at very wide binaries, we often find, when we look very closely, that one of the stars is indeed a close binary.
So it's a matter of resolution in a way.
Yes, it's not very easy. Some of these systems are far away, and it requires very big telescopes with special techniques to be able to resolve a star as really two points of light. And in some cases, it's not possible simply because they either are too close or they're too far away.
Yes.
But we have situations where we have studied a very wide binary very carefully, and that we can say definitively that one of the two stars is not a binary. In other words, what we find is that in such cases, the wide binary is indeed just two stars. And that is, in some sense, mysterious, but there is a reason behind it. And that is, when of the three stars, one is kicked out into a distant orbit, the energy comes from shrinking the orbit of the remaining two stars. So they can become very close. But while these stars are still in there, birth site, they are surrounded by gas and dust. And as the two remaining stars orbit inside this dust, gas and dust cloud, then they will be braked by passage through this cloud. It's a little bit as if you're walking in mud and you feel a friction and it holds you back. And so the orbit of the little binary that sits inside the cloud will start to spiral, the stars will start to spiral together, and eventually the stars can get so close that they touch each other and that they merge. And in that case, you will end up with just a single star. And so once it has emerged from the dark cloud in which it was born, well, then you will see a white binary system with the one that is sent far away and the other one being just a single star. So in that way, a white binary can indeed, in some cases, be just two stars and not three.
Just to give an example of a widely known triple system, is the Alpha Centauri system a triplet of the kind you mentioned in your study?
Yes, that's right. Alpha Centauri is the closest star to the Sun, only a little more than 4 light years away. And it consists really of two stars close together. And then it has a very distant companion that is 15,000 times the distance between the Sun and its Earth away. And this system can have been created exactly this way, that originally the three stars were together in a little volume inside a gas cloud, and then one was kicked out to this distant orbit where it is now moving, and it has been moving there for many billions of years.
How common a triple star system is, according to your findings?
Well, right when stars are born, they're very common. And in fact, it is possible that all stars are born as such triplets. But as time passes, these systems, because of their interactions, their chaotic dynamic motion, will break up. And as I said, a third body can either be flung out into a distant orbit or it can be kicked out entirely so it escapes the system. So what used to be triple systems will eventually be just single stars and binaries. And so with time, there will be less and less triple systems in the sky. Our calculation suggests that about 8% of such systems will be stable and long-lived, and that matches very well with observations which suggest that about 8 to 10% of stars are in triple systems.
Final question, could the discover could affect in some way the study of extrasolar planets?
It depends. If this breakup of a triple system occurs very early, at a time long before planets start developing, then it will not have much effect, because the disturbance that happens when a third body is kicked out will be long over by the time planets start forming. So yes, one can have planets forming both around the distant third body that was ejected, but also around the binary that's left behind. And so one could get systems that look like Tatooine in the Star Wars movies, where you see two suns in the sky.
Professor Rayport, thank you for joining us today on Media Enough, and congratulations for your publication on Nature.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Media Enough, il notiziario online dell'Istituto Nazionale di Astrofisica.